So we're going to be starting over the summer, just 2 minutes of learning after Shachar. So I wanted to explain what the basis for this practice is today before we get into the substance of our learning. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim and Siman Kuf Nun Hey, just after the Shulchan Aruch has finished discussing Hilchos Tefillah and Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, and before Kuf Nun Vav, where he talks about going to work, he has a Siman where he just talks about after a person leaves Shul, Yelech Mi Beis HaKnesses Le Beis HaMedrash, and this is discussed in the Gemara and Brachos, Yochum Echayel El Chayel Yerael El Kim Betzion, that you want to combine Tefillah and Talmud Torah. So if you look in some of the commentaries there, it's very fascinating what they refer to. They refer, of course, to the Gemara and Shabbos, that one of the questions that were asked when we get to Shamayim is Kavata Itim LaTorah. They refer to the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the Tchilas Dino Shel Adam Al Avon Bitol Torah, that making sure that there's fixed times for Torah study is intrinsically very important. But they don't necessarily point to the relationship between tefillah and Talmud Torah. And I think that another way of looking at this practice isn't just a way of establishing that, okay, it's very important to make sure that you do some learning during the day. So the first mitzvah you should do after you finish davening is really learning. In fact, in the Gemara, it discusses the practice of some of the great Tanaim who would learn before davening. But be that as it may, I think it comes back to Rambam that we spent a lot of time talking about over Shavuos, which is the mitzvah of Avodas Hashem, the fifth of the 248 positive commandments, where the Rambam says that Avodas Hashem means tefillah on a daraisa level, but it also means Talmud Torah. And I think that when you combine these two things, the whole is more than the sum of the parts. In the sense, of course, is that tefillah and Talmud Torah are two ways of communing with Hashem. And tefillah, it's amida bifnei amelech, so to speak. We step into God's house, and that's one way of interacting with Hashem. But Talmud Torah is another way of experiencing Hashem, where we sort of bring Hashem's word to us. I would say it's in the opposite direction. Instead of stepping into Hashem's house, it's really bringing Hashem with us into our world, down into our world, into the world of real life, and the world of halacha. And that, I think, is particularly appropriate before a person goes off on their day, into their workplace, whatever it is, to make sure that one is recognizing the fact that Torah is not just reserved for the Beis HaKnesses, but on the contrary, Torah will apply in everything that you do throughout the entire course of the day, which is why, in conclusion, the Rama seems to note here, even if a person doesn't know how to learn, this halacha would still apply. They should go and sit in the Beis Medrash because it will inspire them in terms of Yirah Shamayim. It'll still be a religious experience for them insofar as they're in the right environment, and hopefully that will have a transformative impact in their day, just as if they really knew how to learn and could spend a few minutes actually studying Torah itself.